The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released its audit of the University of Wisconsin system for fiscal year 2022. This audit was published as report number 22-25 in December 2022. The following is the report summary. The University of Wisconsin, or UW system, provides post-secondary academic education for approximately 163,000 students. UW system includes 13 four-year universities, 13 two-year branch campuses associated with a university, UW system administration, and an 18-member board of regents. We provided an unmodified opinion on UW system's financial statements as of and for the years ended June 30, 2022 and June 30, 2021. These financial statements account for the financial position and activity of UW System. We conducted this financial audit by auditing UW System's financial statements in accordance with applicable government auditing standards, issuing our auditor's opinion, reviewing internal controls, and issuing our auditor's report on internal control and compliance. We also reviewed UW System program revenue balances as of June 30, 2022. In response to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee's request that we evaluate how state agencies spent supplemental federal funds the state received because of the public health emergency, we completed a limited scope review of how UW institutions administered supplemental federal funds from three sources, including the Higher Education Institution Financial Assistance Program, the Governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund, and the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund. UW System's net position increased from $6 billion as of June 30, 2021 to $6.4 billion as of June 30, 2022. Net position provides a measure of overall financial condition. On the basis of generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP, UW System's net position was $6.4 billion as of June 30, 2022. UW System revenue increased from $5.7 billion in fiscal year 2021 to $5.9 billion in fiscal year 2022, or by 4.4%. Student tuition and fees totaled $1.4 billion and accounted for 24% of UW System's total revenue in fiscal year 2022. UW System expenses increased from $5.1 billion in fiscal year 2021 to $5.5 billion in fiscal year 2022, or by 8%. Total salary and fringe benefits was UW System's largest expense and totaled $3.4 billion, or 62.4% of UW System's total expenses in fiscal year 2022. UW System's unrestricted program revenue balances increased by 13.2% as of June 30, 2022. On a budgetary basis, UW System's total program revenue balance was $1.6 billion as of June 30, 2022. Of that amount, $1.1 billion was from unrestricted sources, such as tuition and auxiliary operations. As of June 30, 2022, UW System's unrestricted program revenue balances were $128.6 million, or 13.2%, more than the $977.3 million unrestricted net balance as of June 30, 2021. Program revenue balances from unrestricted sources increased at 11 UW institutions after increasing at all UW institutions in fiscal year 2021. Unrestricted program revenue balances ranged from $14.1 million at UW Superior to $469.9 million at UW Madison as of June 30, 2022. UW institutions used $239,200 from the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund for costs that were unallowable by criteria that the federal government established. From March 2020 through June 2022, UW System was allocated $563.7 million in supplemental federal funds from three sources included in our limited scope review: the Higher Education Institution Financial Assistance Program, the Governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund, and the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund. Our review of selected transactions found that UW institutions spent Higher Education Institution Financial Assistance Program funds and Governor's Emergency Education Relief funds for allowable costs. We reviewed UW System's expenditure data and supporting documentation for 116 transactions involving a total of $77.8 million in Higher Education Emergency Relief funds in fiscal year 2022. UW institutions used $63.5 million of the $77.8 million, or 81.6%, to offset revenue they had lost because of the public health emergency. Our review of supporting documentation for 116 transactions found that UW institutions used $48,900 for costs that were unallowable by criteria that the federal government established, including to offset lost revenue from the sale of alcohol at sporting and other events, cover overhead costs of advertising and student recruitment, and show a film for entertainment purposes during a pre-semester student program. In addition to the 116 transactions, we reviewed certain transactions that had descriptions in UW systems expenditure data indicating they may have involved unallowable costs in fiscal year 2022 and in prior fiscal years. Our review found that UW institutions used $190,300 for costs that were unallowable by criteria that the federal government established, including consulting services related to increasing student enrollment and the creation of online tours for recruiting purposes. In addition, three UW institutions did not report spending funds from the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund on two activities required by the American Recovery Plan Act. We recommend that UW System Administration improve how UW System administers funds from the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund, including by working with the federal government to resolve the $239,200 in unallowable costs that our review identified. UW System Administration should improve its oversight of the Shop UW Plus application. We identified concerns with UW System's internal controls related to a new computer application implemented in April 2021. We found that UW System Administration lacked adequate policies for UW institution review of all access related to the new application during fiscal year 2022. We also found that UW System Administration had not obtained a service organization audit report to assess the internal controls of a third-party vendor for the new application. We recommend UW System Administration develop policies to require such access reviews, monitor that the reviews are completed in a timely manner, and obtain and review service organization audit reports for third-party vendors. We make 8 recommendations to UW System Administration. To see the complete list of our recommendations, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab. To report fraud, waste, and mismanagement in state government, including at UW system institutions, please contact our hotline at 1-877-FRAUD-17.